Starting the Tshuvot of Avad Yosef, tonight we're going to switch it up a little bit. Do say lot b'tshuvot Yabia Omer, which we haven't seen yet. Chelek Aleph or Achaim Siman Gimel. Now, if you've learned Yabia Omer, we're not doing the entire thing. We're just taking off one small paragraph. These Tshuvot can span pages and pages and pages. More of a jumping board to discuss a different question, which he addresses here. Dr. Sackett, who asked me yesterday, you know, in Parashat B'Shalach, the very end of Parashat B'Shalach is Kadesh Li and Vayaki V'Yachad, the first two parashiyot of Tfilin. The mitzvah of Tfilin appears there, and those are the first two parashiyot, Kadesh Li Kol Bechor and Vayaki V'Yachad. Okay, and his question was, what did Moshe Rabbeinu's Tfilin look like? What were Moshe Rabbeinu's Tfilin like? Now, the background to the question is complicated. So first of all, Rav Avadia Yosef addresses the question from a completely different question. We know that there's a tremendous machloket between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam about the order of the parshiot in Tfilin. Tfilin have four parshiot. The first are Kadesh Li is one, Vayaki V'Yecha is number two, and then, later in Torah, Shema Yisrael and Vayayim Samoah. That's four. And that's the order that they appear in the Torah. Kadesh Li, Vayaki V'Yecha, Shema and Vayayim Samoah. And that's the order that Rashi says you should put them in your Tfilin. Kadesh, Vayaki V'Yecha, Shema Vayayim Samoah. The problem is that Rabbeinu Tam, his grandson, says, no. Havayot ba'emtza, meaning the two parshiyot v'haya in the middle, meaning Kadesh Li v'yaki v'yacha, one and two stay the same, but three and four switch. So Kadesh Li v'yaki v'yacha, v'haya im samoa, and then Shema, put the two v'hayas in the middle. Rav Avadia proves that this is really machloket tanaim between the Mechilta and Yerushalmi. Big machloket. Now, because we follow halacha l'maaseh, we follow Rashi. We follow Rashi, the Rambam follows Rashi, again in order, Kadesh Li V'yaki V'yecha, Shema V'yayim Samoa. Nonetheless, because of the importance of wearing tefillin, the Shulchan Aruch writes that it's appropriate to be choshesh for both. You should be concerned. You can't switch them. Meaning, you're talking about inside the tefillin. You can't switch them in the middle. It's not going to work. So you should put on both Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Now, how do we do that? So there's a whole long tshuva here. Rav Avadia Yosef's conclusion is, put on Rashi first, and Rabbeinu Tam second. He wrote this whole tshuva because the Ben Ish Chai says, no, put them both on at the same time. You have to make really small tefillin and put them on at the same time. Rav Avadia Yosef says, no, better to do one than the other. Fine. So one of the proofs that the Mekubalim say you're supposed to do two at the same time is that even Moshe Rabbeinu wore two pairs of tefillin. So that's the contention Rav Avadia Yosef is dealing with. He goes, how could Moshe Rabbeinu wear, and then what happened? And people forgot. He wore two at the same time. And then for thousands of years, people forgot? They didn't realize he was wearing two? Maybe you'll tell me he was wearing one. Now if I were to ask you before tonight, what parshiyot are in the tefillin? You're like, I don't know. You can't see. It's a closed box. So that it's a closed box and people got confused what was inside, I understand. But to forget that he was wearing two, look, what did he wear? Ask your parents, they were there. It must have been the only wore one. And the Ben Ish Chai came up with a chumrah, two al pi Kabbalah, but don't tell me that Moshe Rabbeinu wore two. But then he gets into a better question. What was in the tefillin of Moshe Rabbeinu? What was in the tefillin? Kadesh Li v'yakid yachashma v'yam shamah. Yeah, but there's a problem. Because when they leave Mitzrayim, there's no Torah yet. Even when they get the Torah at Har Sinai, the Torah is not complete. Meaning, Kadesh Li Kol Bechor and Vayaki Aviyacha are in Parshat Bo. Shema and Vayayim Samoah are only in Sefer Dvarim. Sefer Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say till about a month and a half before he died. So Parshiot Shema Yisrael and Vayayim Samoah didn't exist. They didn't exist until the year 40 years later. So what were in his tefillin? And this is a fascinating machlok at Achronim. And it comes from, the way I understood it, there's two approaches. One is, what do you mean? How could it possibly be Moshe Rabbeinu wore the same tefillin we wore? He must have had all four parshiyot. And the Rashba, it's not really the Rashba, but there's Chidushim HaMiuchasim LaRashba about Masechet Menachot. He asked this question, he goes, I don't understand. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have Shema'an Vayam, so it wasn't in Torah yet. It didn't exist in the Torah, so what did he put in his tefillin? So the Rashba says, no. It must have been that even though it wasn't part of the Torah, nonetheless, they knew, Bnei Israel knew, Shema Yisrael and Vayayim Samoah from before. How does he know? Because there's a midrash that says that when Yaakov Avinu met Yosef, he was in the middle of saying Shema. But Shema didn't exist till later. Same idea. So they must have known Shema. It must, even though it wasn't text of the Torah yet, they must have known it earlier, and that's what was in his tefillin. So we don't know. So they assume he said all. And then, so the better question is, and you'll tell me in 40 years in the Midbar, they didn't say Kriyat Shema? They didn't say, Moshe Rabbeinu never said Kriyat Shema, only 37 days of his life he said Kriyat Shema? Because the Midrash Gemara tells us that Sefer Dvarim started 37 days. You tell me Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say Kriyat Shema except for 37 days of his life? Because it didn't exist? Weird, right? Okay, so one answer is, yeah, he didn't. So Rav Avadya is like, can't be. The Rosh, but he must have had tefillin, he must have had all four parts sealed, and that's it. Can't be. Other Achronim say no. He had two parts sealed. He had Kadeshim v'yakav yachal. And then, when he said, when he taught the parts sealed of Shemaim v'yayim Shemoa, they added them later. There's proof for that too. This is wild. There's a Gemara that talks about tefillin, and it talks about the Meitim Shehechiya Yechezkel. Yechezkel Navi has a nevuah called Atzamot Yeveshot. He brings a whole bunch of dead people back to life. And one of the explanations is these are people who died in the Midbar, maybe at some point. And one of the Amoraim says, yes, this was real. They really existed. And I have a pair of their tefillin. Why didn't he wear them? If you had tefillin from Dor HaMidbar, why wouldn't you wear it? So he says, no, I didn't wear it. Because it only had two parshiot in it, and now it's later, he has to wear four parshiot. Okay, another explanation is, they did not wear tefillin in the Midbar. Tefillin require four parshiot, and they didn't have four parshiot. They did not wear tefillin in the Midbar. The problem is that there are midrashim all over the place that seem to indicate they did. However, many achronim, the panim yafot, other brood, they did not wear tefillin in the Midbar. There was no tefillin. Tefillin doesn't exist. Without four parsiot, meaning if you put on tefillin today with just two parsiot, it's meaningless. If you're missing one, it's meaningless. You're missing one letter, it's meaningless. The halachot of writing tefillin are very, very, very complicated. Very, very detailed. So much so that most of the halachot of writing tefillin, you can't even see when you look at them. You have to trust the sofer. There's a din of kisidran that has to be written in order. You can't tell what order he did it in. It's a tremendous question of Yirat Shamayim. When you buy tefillin, you're not buying just tefillin, you're buying Yirat Shamayim from the person who's writing it. You need to be very careful. Mezuzot also. When you buy mezuzot, you have to know exactly what you're buying. You're buying Yirat Shamayim. You don't know what you're buying. You have to be very careful when you buy it in the store. There's tremendous amounts of bad stuff out there. I'll do a self-promotion. I have mezuzot that are kasher for people who need. If you want the highest quality mezuzot that could possibly exist, you can talk to Yonathan Astabag. His mezuzot are of like the highest quality that exists. If you want something more affordable, and with his permission, I have mezuzot also for sale. But, so some Achronim say it wasn't. There were no tefillin. They say, you know what? You know there's another machloket Megillah. How is the Torah given? How was the Torah given? When Moshe Rabbeinu got the Har Sinai, what happened? What did he get? What was the text? So the machloket Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish to Amoraim. Rabbi Yochanan says, Torah Megillah, Megillah Nitna. Every couple of months, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give him new things. Okay, Har Sinai, I'll write Har Sinai. They did the Mishkan, he wrote the Mishkan. As they went through the events, Hashem dictated the events, and every couple of months, every couple of years, he would tell him what to write, he would write it, and that became part of the Torah. After a long enough time, you now have the whole Torah. And Reish Lakish says, no. Torah Chatuma Nitna. The Torah was not given until the end. Torah was given complete, all at the beginning or all at the end, but it was given chatuma. Once it was given, it was all Torah already given, complete. The stories maybe not, but the mitzvot were all given. Everything was complete. So, okay. So according to Reish Lakish, the Torah was given complete, so it makes sense that Moshe Rabbeinu could have put on tefillin with Shema Vayayim Shema, because the Torah was given complete. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Moshe Rabbeinu could never have put on Shema Vayayim Shemoah, because it wasn't given until later. So a beautiful idea from the Chavetzel at the Sharon, he says, yeah, if you look in the Parsha Vayaki V'yacha that we say every day, what's that real Parsha about? Yeah, it says tefillin. About Pidyon HaBen, Pidyon Bechorot, Bechor behema tohora, bechor behema, bechor adam. Did you know there's a machloket Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish went up again? Where does that start from? Did that apply in the Midbar or not? Reish Lakish says yes, and Rabbi Yochanan says no. It only started applying later in Eretz Yisrael. Only once they end. Only in the Aretz does it apply, Rabbi Yochanan says. So the Chavetz Chaim says, yeah, there is shitate. Why? Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the Torah Megillah Megillah Nitna, and so Moshe Rabbeinu never got the Parashiyot of Sman Vayayim Samoa, that whole parashah didn't apply until he got to Eretz Yisrael. Not Pidyon Aven, not Bechor Behemah Torah, and not Tefillin. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Tefillin didn't apply until he got to Eretz Yisrael. It's in the same parashah. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't wear Tefillin. And according to Reish Lakish, the whole Torah was given at the beginning. So Moshe Rabbeinu already had Sman Vayayim Samoa. Of course he could put them in his tefillin. And that same parashah, Vayakiv Yachad, that whole parashah applies even in the Midbar. Meaning, if you had Moshe Rabbeinu's copy of tefillin, I would be very hesitant to actually put it on, which is a crazy thing to think about. If you have anybody else's Dolei HaChamim since then, I would be, that's a pretty cool thing to do, to put it on. Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe not.